Good evening. Welcome everyone to share and join with .com. It's so nice to be able to see people. Zoom, no pressure, no need to turn on your video if you're not comfortable, but it's nice to see everyone here, especially Mitch Green. Special shout out to all of the special people who make this possible, including Jake Weinman, Mitch Green, his technical assistants, and all of the Rabbanim who are always eager to give of words of Torah. Now tonight, I think there's a change of schedule. As you're all aware, Rabbi Mayavsky is in Eretz Yisrael, and last night I was away at a function, and so Mitch suggested that we just switch, and I take Rabbi Mayavsky's slot, and I want to thank the rabbi who substituted for me last night, Eli Neumann. Thank you very much, Eli Neumann. Thank you very, very much, and a special thanks to all the people that are joining us. We want to begin by dedicating the shiur to Zecher Le'ilui Nishmas, Mamish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We want to thank our sponsor for his generosity, and may this neshama have an aliyah in the zechus of the learning that we do tonight. Also, of course, we cannot forget to that our learning should be as a zechus for the situation in Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring to the hostages rachamim. May they come home healthy and safe very, very soon. May Hashem protect our chayolim ki ishoin ba'asayin. May Hashem give nechama to all of the families that have lost loved ones. And may Hashem protect the chayolim, protect all of us in Eretz Yisrael and here in America and all over the world. And bring very, very soon shuos and chomos, refuos, and brachos to the entire Klal Yisrael. This week is Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo is a beautiful parsha. Learn about Makas Bechoros. We learn about the last three Makas, really. Arba Choshech Makas Bechoros. We learn about Karban Pesach. We learn about the mitzvah of Tefillin, Pegid Haben. So many different parts of this week's parsha. I want to suggest tonight a drush, a homiletic idea, something which is a little bit not really pretty much removed from Pshat. But it's a different type of style. Let's focus, let's work backwards. One of the main mitzvahs of this week's parsha is tefillin. There are many mitzvahs, Kiddush Levana. Okay, we left that out. I should have mentioned that. Kiddush Levana is a major topic of this week's parsha. But one of the major themes of this week's parsha is the mitzvah of tefillin. I mean, every bar mitzvah boy, everyone knows tefillin is an exciting mitzvah, a very beautiful mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that it's a very holy mitzvah. There's a lot to be said about tefillin. It's an understatement, but tefillin is a very important mitzvah, and the Torah gives the mitzvah a term. The term we use is, it is an oath, it is a sign. V'hayah l'cha le'ois al yadcha, it shall be for you a sign upon your hand. Which means that when we put on the tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, specifically the tefillin shel yad, when we put the tefillin shel yad on our arm, the tefillin shel yad is a sign. What does it mean that it is a sign? So I guess simply what it means is it's a reminder. There are many interpretations as how to define the word oath, a sign, but it is a reminder that we are Hashem's chosen people, and Hashem has given us the Torah and the mitzvahs. In the tefillin, there are selected parshiyos which express major themes of Judaism, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. There is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, other mitzvahs. And when we put the tefillin on our arm and we hold it near our heart, it is a sign. It is a sign for us. V'hayah l'cho l'ois al yadcha. It shall be a sign for you. It's interesting that this is not the only place in this week's parsha where the word, this interesting word, oath, is found. The word oath is also found in the very beginning of the parsha, in the mitzvah of, not the mitzvah, but in the makkah of Borot. Now, what am I saying? Sorry, I meant the makkah of Arba. Borot was the last makkah of last week's parsha. And here we come to the makkah of Arba in the beginning of the parsha. Let me read you the psukim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe bo el paro ki ani ichbarti yeslibo v'yeslev avodav l'man shisi
bikirbo, so that I will set. The word shisi means to set. Oso sayele, these signs. Bikirbo, within him. Let's read another pasuk. Ulamanan, so that. Tisaper, through these signs, you will relate the osnei, ears of your children. Uven bincha, your grandchildren. Eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, this that I mocked the Egyptians. The es oso sai, and the signs, my signs, asher which samtivam, which I have set in them. And thereby vidatem can be Hashem. So here, in this makkah particularly, it's not the only makkah that the pasuk calls an os. Now, there are other makkahs that are also called an os, but here in this parsha, in Parashas Bo, in the very beginning, there is an emphasis of not just that this is an os, a sign that through which you will know that I am Hashem. Paro will know. The Egyptians will know. The whole world will know. But it says here something unique. Ulaman, so that tisaper, you, Moshe, and you, Klal Yisrael, you will relate the oznei in the ears of vincha, your children, uven bincha, and your grandchildren. And usually, when we have that combination of bincha ve bincha, what it really alludes to is all generations. Through the makkah of Arbe, the miraculous nature of the makkah of Arbe, where it consumed only the produce of Egypt and nothing else, and then at the conclusion, where Hashem took away the matter and guaranteed that it would never happen again in Egypt, it will be a miraculous sign to recall, to remember what happened at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remarkable. Torah is guaranteeing that for all generations till the end of time, this makkah in particular will serve as an os to the world, to the Jewish people, to the world, to everyone that you can relate, that will remind us of the makkah of Arbe, the locust coming into Egypt and consuming all of their produce, all of the food, the grain, the leftover grain that was to be found in the land. And indeed, the commentators tell us that in later generations, there were times, many times, when there was a infestation, there was a plague of locust that affected and destroyed the surrounding lands of Egypt. And the people living in Egypt braced themselves for the impact that that the locust would very soon come upon their country and destroy everything. And they would not have what to eat. And this has happened many times in history, where the locust affected the surrounding lands of Egypt. And for no understandable reason, it did not enter 1 inch into the land of Egypt. And when this happened, I guess all of the scientists and all of the experts were baffled. Based on the science, there's no reason why the locust should not have just continued to proceed and consume the produce of Egypt. There's no logical explanation as to why it stopped. And the only thing that could be said is because many, many years ago, was about 3,000 years ago, there were the 10 Makos. And at the end of the 10 Makos, good night, everyone. Hashem, Moshe was the swallow, and that it should stop. Or as the pasuk says, that when the makkah left, let me try to read the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vayafoich Hashem ruach yom chazokah vayiso es va'arbe." Hashem carried away the arbe, vayiskoeu yomosof, Lo nishar arbe echad b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. Never did not remain arbe. Not even one was left in the entire boundary of Egypt. That was a prediction for all time that there would never be an arbe that would come to this. Possibly in the beginning of the Makkah says to go tell Paro that it will cover the chisas ein haaretz. And the next pasuk says here, "Vote avosecha, asher lo ru'u avosecha, v'avos avosecha," that your ancestors, v'avos avosecha, miyoyim from the day he yosam when they existed al ha'adama, ad hayoyim hazeh. There was never anything like this, and we have to go through the psuk in more detail to go in and to bring this out, where Hashem says that from the time of your ancestors, Avosecha, the Avos Avosecha, there was never anything like this. And this event will be expressed to your children and your great-grandchildren. There's an element of time in the Makkah of Arba. Element of time of L'man Tesaper, you will relate B'oznei Vincha Uven Mincha going forward. And when Hashem told the Egyptians what's going to happen, Hashem told them that if you ask your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and check the records, the archives of your history, you will know, Asher lo yiru'u avosecha, v'avos avosecha, miyoyim heyosam al ho'adama, ad hayom hazeh. Something like this never, ever happened. And never will happen again. When the Makkah went away, indeed it says, Lo nishar arbe echad, he will never come back. And this is what the pasuk describes as a sign, an ois. Laman shisi oso sai ele bikirbo. There's another mention of the word os in this week's parasha, and that is by the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, Hashem told the people it's going to be a makas b'chayres. Hashem is going to wipe out all of the firstborn children in Egypt. And the Mashchis, the Malach HaMashchis, is going to go out. And when the Malach HaMashchis goes out to kill, to destroy, it's dangerous. You don't want to be outside, because when the Malach has permission to destroy, to harm, it's not going to differentiate between a Jew and a non-Jew, a Tzaddik and a Rasha. That is the nature of the Malach HaMashchis. It is dangerous. And Hashem says there's one way you can save yourselves from the destructive act of Makas Bechoris that you, my people, the Jewish people, are in danger of, and that is to take the blood of the Karban Pesach and to apply it to your doorpost. The Haya Hadam Lochem Lois. The blood will be for you as a sign. Al Habotim. On the homes, Asher Atem Sham, V'ri'isi Es Adam, I will witness the blood, U'fosachti Aleichem, I will skip over you, V'lo Yevochem, Negev L'mashchis, V'akosibi Eretz Mitzrayim. The blood that you will put on your doorpost at the time of Lil Pesach, the time of Makas B'chares, will be for you, for your bias, a sign, to prevent the Malach HaMashchis from entering and causing you any harm. So what do we take out of this? In this one parasha, Parashas Bo, three times are we presented with the word Os. Once by the parasha of Arbe, the Makkah of Arbe. Once in reference to the blood of the Karban Pesach that was applied to the doorpost, and once in reference to the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel yad is an os on your bicep. So I'd like to suggest the following thought. Torah is telling us that in life, there are three signs we have to establish for ourselves. And the three signs are related to context of where they appear in this week's parashah.
There is a sign that appears within the context of which in essence means we have to connect ourselves back to our ancestors. When Hashem said this to Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, through what's going to happen now with this Makkah, you will be able to relate this to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren throughout all generations, to your future. We are that future. When Hashem said to Moshe, we are the Ven Bincha. We are that future. When we reflect upon the Makkah of Arba and all of the laws and all of the concepts, we're really connecting ourselves back to our ancestors, to the ones who related Bincha Ven Bincha Mevincha. The sign that is related in regard to the blood of the Korban Pesach that is applied to the doorpost, that relates to a different type of sign. A sign that we have to connect to the bias. This blood that you put in the doorpost will be a sign for who's inside the bias. The family. Person has to be part of a family. You have to connect to your spouse, to your children, to bias in the larger context can refer to your social environment, your social network, to your Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash, your friends, your larger bias. Person has to always understand that he's part of a community. He's part of a family. He has responsibilities. He has what to gain, what to give, what to contribute. And that creates a dynamic. A person doesn't just live for himself. His behavior is affected by his responsibility to his bias, to his family, and all that comes with it. And the ois of the tefillin, as the pasuk says, tefillin shel yad is something which is private. The world of halacha, the tefillin shel yad ideally should be covered. It's concealed, put on our bicep, and then we cover it with our jacket, shirt, different halachas. What are exactly the laws, the parameters? But generally, the tefillin shel yad, in contrast to the tefillin shel reish, is private. The tefillin shel reish, that's a public sign. That's But the tefillin shel yad is for you as it is. That is a person has to believe in himself. Believe in himself, take responsibility for his behavior. Understand that there is accountability, responsibility, and person has to take his life seriously. Take advantage of the gifts and the talents that Hashem has given him to maximize his experience and his mission of achieving his full potential. So, what is the message of this week's parasha? The message of this week's parasha is there are three signs in this week's parasha. There is a sign. And a sign represents a reminder, a polite reminder message. Remember where you come from. Remember you come from great people. Remember you come from the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, from people who live their life so that they can give over to us, the future generations. Remember the ois that takes you back to your source, your lineage, your heritage, to your parents, great grandparents, great grandparents, and going all the way up, all the way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This should be constant ois Number two, the second ice, the bias, the doorpost. It symbolizes, remember your family, remember your spouse, your children, your social environment, remember them. Don't forget about them. There's an ois. This is something which you keep in your conscience. Number three, remember yourself. Believe in yourself. Know what you can do. Know your talents. Don't be shy. Don't be too humble. Humility is the ultimate milah. Sometimes you have to step up to the plate. Remember what lucha, responsibility, personal responsibility. Again, it's the ancestors, your bias, your mishpacha, and yourself. I think it's also interesting is how often do we think about these things? Look in the context of this pasuk in the psukim. When it comes to the makiv bara and makiv arbe, from Chazal it's mashma that this concept of relating to this ois is occasionally. How often does it happen in Egypt? There is a plague of locust, a threatening plague, and it doesn't happen. When we come into a situation where we are, oh, locust. Oh, where do we have locusts? Oh, remember Egypt. Remember what happened there. It doesn't happen all that often. It happens once in a couple of years, maybe less, maybe more. But it's not daily. It's not periodically. It's when Hashem wants us to. The ois of the bayis, once a year, Pesach. There's a schedule. Once a year is Pesach. On Pesach, we relive the Exodus, we have the bayis, we relive the experience, and there is the ois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which forces us to reflect on the family. It's more often, much more often, relative to the ois of the Arbe. And then there's the tefillin. The ois of tefillin, to believe in yourself, that's daily. Mitzvah of tefillin, put on the tefillin every single day. Every single day, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But we need chizuk. Person has to continuously remember the hayal l'chol ha'ois, what he's capable of. Not only do we have in this parasha three different angers in our life, our ancestors, our family, and ourselves, turn directly, and it maybe some could actually argue, you know, maybe we should live in our family more than ourselves. Maybe we should think about our ancestors more than ourselves. If we take this idea seriously, okay, we have to really think about this, we have to really analyze this, then Torah is giving us also, is alluding, is hinting, intimating to us a timeline, a time schedule. Our ancestors, don't get too carried away with your yichus. Yichus, the biggest yichus is your own yichus, what you make out of yourself. Ancestors, we all got it from them. We have our duty to them. We certainly do. Everything comes from them. We're anchored in them. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is what's more often is the mishpacha, is our chaverim. And what's constant is ourselves. Not because of arrogance, because of self-centered and all of those not nice words that we find in society referring to our fixation on ourselves, but rather good, the inspiration, the commitment and value, the healthy value in not forgetting what we can do, what we can become, what we can achieve, and using that and channeling it to others and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make this world and Klal Yisrael a much better place. And thank you all for coming and listening. Very kind of you all to come out late at night to come learn Shir. We want to wish everyone here a wonderful, successful week ahead, filled with bracha, hatzlacha, and
Good news, Yeshua is Benachama is for the individual and for the entire Klal Yisrael. Good night, everyone.
Oh.
Rabbi, you are nothing short of amazing. We look forward every week to you. We bless you and your family.
Thank you very, very much. The feeling is mutual.
Your shiurim are unbelievable. Really, we thank you and keep it up. It's fantastic.
Your words are very, very kind and very, very much appreciated. Thank you very, very much.
Yashikoa.
Okay, I see Esther is over here. Thank you, Esther, for all of your kind words. Every week, your encouragement, it makes a difference. Everyone needs chizuk. Everyone. And all of you should be blessed. Good night, everyone.